cannot hide our ways any longer.
Nor should we.
The Ori have amassed armies and moved to destroy us. Everything we believe, all we are, is an affront to them. They will stop at nothing to destroy every last shred of evidence that opposes their fanaticism.
We have no choice. We have tried to argue reason.
We can fight. Use what we know to oppose them.
We are so few compared to them.
The Ark can change everything.
Is forced indoctrination really the answer? You would deny the Ori the very essence of self. It is no different than the murder they propose.
The only moral way to change someone's mind, make them see the truth, as you put it, is to present evidence.
We believe in the systematic understanding of the physical world through observation and experimentation, through argument and debate, but most of all, freedom of will. I will not compromise the fundamental tenets of my devotion in order to preserve it.
We acknowledge the incredible potential of the technology of the Ark.
And the danger such power presents.
It will not be used as a weapon against the Ori. The debate on the issue is closed.
Give me a hand.
Really think this is it?
Well, it's covered in ancient writing. These symbols here are part of the oldest dialect I'm aware of. It says, safely kept is the something of old.
What's the something, Daniel?
Well, if I knew for sure, I wouldn't have said this something. Why am I answering her?
Stop your yammering and open it.
We can't just open it.
Why not?
Well, if this is what I think it is, it's a powerful piece of ancient technology capable of making anyone who looks into it believe that the Ori are not gods. As far as we know.
Well, we already believe that. No harm done. Open it.
I said, as far as we know. There may be other things it's capable of making you believe.
Maybe we're supposed to believe those other things, too.
You know, but that's beside the point. There's another reason we can't just open it.
Look at my hands, all right? They are raw and bleeding. I've broken every nail. We've been out here in the scorching heat for days. I haven't showered.
None of us have.
That is painfully obvious. Now, according to you, this crusty old chest is our salvation from oppression at the hands of the Ori army. Our best, and maybe only remaining chance that we have. We've dug how many holes in the ground? Help me out here, Muscles.
Many.
Now, all the years the Jafar were here, they knew that Dakara was the first landing place of the Altairans in this galaxy. You mean to tell me they never looked for ancient artifacts?
There were a few artifacts that were excavated and cataloged when the city was being rebuilt. With the constant change in leadership, little time or map.
Yes, and blah, blah, blah. But here we are. Finally. We may have found it. The ultimate weapon, so could someone please explain to me why we can't confirm our blessed fortune by simply opening it?
Because it's sealed shut. It literally won't open.
Why didn't you say so?
Well, I was trying to, but you wouldn't stop your yammering. Wait, no, you can't do that. I told you this is a piece of technology. You could damage it.
It's been buried for millions of years, Daniel.
Quiet.
What?
Hey, kids, guess what? We are under fire.
I do not remember sending out invitations to this party.
Doing? We have to go there.
We know.
There's too many of them. There's no other way out of here.
We know.
How about now?
Yeah, now works for me.
Commander, we have them trapped.
Vala, it's Tommen. Throw down your weapons and surrender, and I promise you will all be spared.
That's funny. I was just about to say the same thing!
Vala, you have to trust me. Your position has been targeted from space. Comply now or you will be destroyed.
I think we have to trust him.
Jackson!
What if we got them to open it? Well, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, would it?
All right. Invite him in.
You can come in! That looks like crap. Hi. How are you? What's new?
What are you doing here?
Wow, we really are on the same page. Took the words right out of my mouth.
How did you know we were here?
The power of the Ori need not be questioned.
Oh, here we go.
Tell me, what is this artifact you have found?
Hang on a second. Shouldn't you know that already? Your logic.
No, wait, no need to be difficult here. You want to know what it is, I'll tell you. Inside this ark is the secret to destroying the armies of the Ori. And I think the last thing you're going to want to do is open it.
You think I fear the contents?
I'm saying you really should.
Open it.
You didn't hear what I just said?
Open it.
It's sealed shut.
Wait, no! Okay, not what I was expecting.
Foolhardy are those who do not follow the path.
Anyone want to bet what he's going to say next?
Kill them.
Could have made money on that one.
Prior, I gave them my word. If they surrendered peacefully, they would be spared.
Your word? The word of the Ori is all that
says
matters.
The truth is the beginning of the path.
Tommen, I grow tired of your questioning. Kill them now or you shall burn in the fire of everlasting torment.
Don't do it. He can't hurt you, Tommen. We trusted you. Trust me now.
Fire your weapon!
You think he's testing you?
Really, he's forcing you to do it, because he's realized that for some reason beyond his comprehension, he's completely powerless.
Kill them! Kill them now! I command you!
Stop! Do not fire!
How?
Here. I can show you. We use this device. It temporarily neutralizes their abilities.
According to Toman, the Ori Crusade is planning to send a new wave of ships to the Supergate sometime soon. A coordinated attack on Earth may be imminent.
It's a little non-specific.
And so I suspect the Priors released details on a need-to-know basis.
Shame you didn't find the real Ark.
Yes, sir. But not for lack of trying.
No other useful intelligence?
Well, at the moment, Toman is coming to grips with the fact that he's devoted his life to serving false gods.
Oh, great. What does he want?
Who's that?
Come on in. You might as well meet him.
General. Colonel Mitchell, I recognize you from your file.
Mitchell, this is James Merrick, IOA Oversight.
I'm a huge fan, Colonel. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
What happened to Woolsey?
Oh, his time is being taken up by the Atlantis expedition, which, quite frankly, I'm grateful for. It is a thrill for me to be here. You have been doing such an incredible job under such difficult circumstances. I don't think there's going to be much for me to do here other than stay out of your way.
What do you want?
I believe protocol requires me to notify you that I will be interrogating the prisoner personally.
What prisoner?
I believe your report refers to him as Toman, no last name.
Oh, right, sorry, I get confused. See, we were thinking of him more as a guest.
Of course. My mistake. I trust the enemy commander hellbent on our total annihilation has been given comfortable quarters.
Yeah, he's had a change of heart.
Come on, Colonel. Don't all bad guys say that after we capture them?
Actually, he captured us. And then he surrendered. And my people have already questioned the man.
No, I see. Look, I'm sorry. I really don't want to step on any toes here. My superiors have asked me to prepare a report on this matter personally, and I don't want to disappoint them. No, me being new on the job and all. You understand.
Of course.
Thanks so much. I can't tell you how exciting it is for me to be working here with you. Actually, I used to do what you do, Colonel, so I know exactly how it feels. I'm sure you know I'm just trying to do my job.
Thank you, Mr. Merrick.
General? Colonel?
He used to do what I do. What the hell does that mean? What's his background?
Former CIA, Black Ops.
Oh, great. So the IOA is having one of our own spies spy on us.
I have no doubt the IOA chose him carefully.
Why do I get the feeling we're going to miss Woolsey?
The Ori are dead and gone.
As we said, we don't exactly know for sure. We know we sent a weapon to the Ori galaxy that was supposed to be capable of destroying them.
But not those that worship them.
No, not humans, just the ascended beings.
I know it sounds complicated, but the point is, unless we stop it, this holy crusade in the name of the Ori could end in a bloody mess for all humans.
A futile bloody mess.
And your hope is that this Ark will convince those that still believe in the Ori to stop believing as they do.
In ancient, it's called Armeria Verimas. Now, loosely translated, it means the Ark of Truth.
I know I have no right to say this, it just seems wrong.
Oh, hey, I'm not saying it's right. I mean, obviously the Alterans didn't think it was morally right to use it, or we wouldn't be in this situation.
But compared to the bloodshed we may be facing...
We think the Ark may be capable of brainwashing people to believe whatever it's programmed to make them believe.
But how did you know where to look?
We didn't.
That chest we found was obviously not the Ark.
Well, still, you must have had some idea.
I've had the vision several times.
Daniel shared his mind with a former Alteran named Merlin for a short time.
His consciousness is gone now, but he was the one who helped me build the device that was sent to eliminate the Ori.
We hope. We think that these visions might be remnants of Merlin's memories left behind intentionally to steer us in the direction of the Ark.
And you think I'm crazy for believing in the Ori?
Not crazy, Toman. Just... wrong.
You've both read the Book of Origin, have you not?
Yes.
Do you not remember the part about Ordis Malum?
You'll have to forgive me, I don't know it by heart.
Oh, big book with fine print and not many pictures.
Ordis Malum is the birthplace of all evil.
The passage speaks of a mountain that erupts and buries the place where all evil once sprang forth. I only ask because you mentioned a mountain that explodes in your vision.
Amelius, what are you doing? It's time to go.
I know. They have to know the truth.
They will find nothing. All will be destroyed.
My notebook. I had the most amazing idea last night.
Use the ZPM on board the Odyssey. Unfortunately, it's nowhere near enough power to sustain an outgoing wormhole indefinitely.
I take it doing the whole Pegasus thing again is not an option?
The fact is, we were lucky to avoid the attack from the Wraith the first time. However, using the Odyssey, we believe we can beam 4 Mark IX nuclear devices strategically in between the Supergate's individual segments. Hopefully, undetected, they'll be triggered by any inbound gate activation. The resulting explosion should, theoretically, create a chain reaction that will essentially utilize the massive amounts of energy being channeled into the gate from the Dialing Galaxy to destroy it.
Don't blow it up just yet. We may still need that super gate.
Dr. Jackson?
The ancients didn't bring the Ark with them, sir. It's still in the Ori Galaxy. Okay, then. I just need to get a few things straight here for the record. Okay? Shouldn't be that hard. So, you're a commander in the Ori Army.
I was.
Yes, was. Of course. So, your duties as a commander involved...
Following the orders of the Priors. Supervising the warriors under my command.
Right. Good. See? No big deal. Okay, moving on. In the time that you've been here in our galaxy, how many innocent human beings would you say you've slaughtered? I'm talking personally here. I'm sure you didn't keep a running tally, so maybe you could just give me a general estimate. Hundreds, thousands, more.
What do you want from me?
I just want you to answer my questions. Now, I have quite a few. They cover things like your plans, your tactics, your numbers, training, anything that might help us in defending against an attack that you say is coming.
All that I
know. How many innocent human beings would you say you've slaughtered because they chose not to believe in the Ori?
Where's Vala?
She could not bear to watch.
Do you hear the plan?
Tolman wishes to accompany us. He believes he can help us establish contact with the Anti-Ori underground. It may be, in fact, the best way to figure out what Ordis Malum actually is.
Well, we can definitely use all the help we can get. Assuming, of course, the Ori are actually dead. Otherwise, it'll be a very short mission.
Indeed.
General! Colonel, I was just giving Dr. Jackson the good news.
The mission's been approved.
I thought it was already approved.
Actually, no mission is approved till the IOA officially signs off on it.
You've been given temporary command of the Odyssey for the duration of this operation.
Sir, does that mean I have to sit in the chair?
That it does. And I wish the fun ended there.
Sir.
Mr. Merrick will be overseeing the mission.
Personally, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
That's to be my first time on one of our battle cruisers. We'll see you on board, Colonel. Dr. Jackson, General.
Can I confine him to quarters?
It's your call, Colonel. One of the decisions those of us in command have to make.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Free flight.
We're ready to go, sir.
All right. Weapons to maximum.
Sir?
It's a joke, Marks. Make it go.
Since turning against the Gua'uld will make up for the atrocities I once committed in their name. Somewhere deep inside you, you knew it was wrong. A voice you did not recognize screamed for you to stop. You saw no way out. It was the way things were. They could not be changed. You tried to convince yourself the people you were hurting deserved it. You became numb to their pain and suffering. You learned to shut out the voice speaking against it.
There's always a choice.
Indeed, there is.
I chose to ignore it.
Yet you sit here now.
I sit here. And I cannot imagine the day when I will forgive myself.
Because it will never come. One day others may try to convince you they have forgiven you. That is more about them than you. For them, imparting forgiveness is a blessing.
How do you go on?
It is simple. You will never forgive yourself. Accept it. You hurt others. Many others. That cannot be undone. You will never find personal retribution. But your life does not have to end. That which is right, just, and true can still prevail. If you do not fight for what you believe in, all may be lost for everyone else. But do not fight for yourself. Fight for others. Others that may be saved through your effort. That is the least you can do. Dial it up.
Looks like we have a stable connection. What? Based on the intel Daniel provided when he was a prior, I was pretty sure this was going to work.
Yeah, I didn't doubt that. It's just, now that we're actually here, it's kind of cool. Take her in.
You see that?
What?
That old man. What about him?
Nothing.
Glad we had this chat. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. In fact, I get the feeling we're on the right track.
This is Hurtis. Hurtis, this is Daniel. Bella, my wife.
Oh.
We are still married.
Talk about that later.
Toman tells me you've not heard the rumor that the fires of Celestis have gone out.
Really?
I assume Toman also explained that we're not from around here.
That he did. Still, I'm surprised such news would have spread far and wide.
You would think. But perhaps Toman didn't explain exactly how far away we live.
The Priors have seen this as a sign that the Ori are not pleased.
They say our efforts against the Crusade of Evil are not enough. That we must do more.
As I told you, many more ships have been built. They are ready to embark.
Toman also tells me you seek the true location of Ortis Malum.
We do.
I'm curious. What makes you think such a place actually exists in the real world?
You not believe all that is written in the Book of Origin to be based on some true historical event?
What I believe is not the issue.
You want me to tell you what I believe?
No. I want you to prove it.
Well, that we can do.
There are ruins of a village high in the mountains that border the plains of Celestis. That is believed to be the location the Book of Origin references as the birthplace of evil.
Well, it makes sense. The Ori followers built their holy city on the planet where they believed their gods once triumphed over the Alterans.
Celestis is not on this planet, though.
You got us here. If we showed you a star map, could you direct us to the coordinates of the planet where Celestis is?
We're talking about the Vatican of the Ori followers, right?
Well, if the fires are out, then it's likely Merlin's device worked and the Ori are dead.
But the Priors are not.
Well, we didn't come all this way to stop now, did we?
Many times throughout history, the ruins at Ortis Malum have been searched by both the Priors of Ori and those that believe as we do. We have long searched for the artifacts that would prove the truth about our past, our ancestors, and the falsehood of the Book of Origin. Nothing has ever been found there.
Well, that's good. Let's hope that means what we're looking for is still there.
Why was I not notified that you had someone on board with new intel about Ori Army activity?
Well, I'm sure I called for you. There was no answer. Oh, wait. I may have not pressed the comm button all the way down. Wow, I must look stupid standing there talking to myself. Anyway, if you'll excuse us.
Colonel, I'm sure I don't need to remind you about protocol.
We are all going to find the Ark, Mr. Merrick. It's just too late for you not to join us.
You were granted the use of this ship, the most valuable asset Earth currently has at its disposal, to prevent any further Ori ships from getting through the Supergate.
And that's what we're going to do.
Do you, or do you not, have reliable intelligence that more Ori ships are about to leave?
Stay out of my way.
Your instructions were clear, Colonel.
We're not there yet. Major Marks, new coordinates have been entered into the nav system. Take us there.
Yes, sir.
You have no idea how much time we have. I'm not going to sacrifice this mission, Earth, or our galaxy for some fool's quest.
Then replace me! You have the authority. Go ahead. Replace me.
You sure you don't want the chair?
No. It's all yours. Got your back, though.
Thanks. Any idea where to start?
Not really.
You okay?
I was thinking about what this place really was.
Colonel Mitchell, this is Major Marks. Come in.
We read you, Marks. Go ahead.
Sir, someone has turned on the Asgard Corps.
What?
Who?
You really need to ask?
According to the security access card that was used, it's Mr. Merrick.
The room is sealed and he is not responding on the comm.
It can't be shut down remotely. What the hell does he think he's doing?
I don't know, but we better find out. Jackson, Phil, we gotta go. Keep looking.
What's wrong?
Merrick's up to something. He's turned on the Asgard Corps.
That will alert the Ori ships to our presence.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. We got it. You guys, find the Ark. Mark, transport Colonel Carter and myself back up to the ship now.
It's SG-3, sir. Transmitting from P6X-437.
On screen.
General, a prior arrived through the gate 15 minutes ago and immediately made contact. Not sure how, but he seemed to know we were here. Says he had no intention of harming us, just that he has a message to deliver to the leaders of our planet.
What is it?
Wouldn't get into it, sir. Says he'll only deliver it in person.
He wants us to let him through the gate?
Yes, sir.
And does he know this didn't exactly work out well the last time?
More for the prior in question than us, sir.
True.
He's pretty adamant. Says the message is key to human survival on Earth. Says he knows that we have the technology that can temporarily neutralize his powers.
He does he?
Yes, sir. Apparently word that SG-1 actually killed a prior is getting around.
Give us an hour to make the necessary preparations.
Yes, sir. Reynolds out.
Open the door, Mr. Merrick. Do you really think we can't bypass the security lock?
Answer me, Merrick. You have put this ship and everyone on board in serious danger. Look, you know that activating the Asgard Corps will alert any Ori vessel to our presence.
I assume that your plan forced me to take action against them. Carter.
Almost. It won't shut down.
No.
It's creating something virtually. What is it?
You'll see. I believe it's almost done.
What the hell are you thinking?
Unlike you, doing the job that I was sent to do. Stop any further Ori invasion at all costs.
Well, how does getting us killed and this ship destroyed accomplish that?
Oh, I assure you that's not the plan, Colonel.
Oh, really? Because we're about to be surrounded by a bunch of Ori ships, so I figure we got two options. We can shut that thing down and hope to outrun them, or we can stay and fight and lose badly.
And that's where you're wrong. There are always other options. You're just failing to consider them.
A And I hate to be the downer at this party, but this is hopeless. I'm not getting any energy readings, so short of literally looking under every rock and stone on this mountain, I'm not sure what we're supposed to do. We could wait for Daniel to have another one of his visions.
Guys, I think there's something here. I think we're supposed to go down there.
This is Colonel Carter. We need an ARG in the Asgard core room now.
Don't worry, Colonel. It's being contained by a force shield.
For now? If you knew anything about these things, you'd know nothing will hold it for long.
Do you have any idea what it finally took to eradicate these little buggers?
Exactly why it'll be so effective in neutralizing the Ori fleet.
That's your plan? What are you, totally nuts?
My plan is the IOAs. In the event that the supergate on this side was impossible to destroy, a backup plan was devised. We knew we could draw the Ori to the Odyssey by turning on the core. Yes, we might lose an all-out battle with a large number of them, but we'd certainly be able to hang in long enough to get this replicator on board one of their ships, at which point, hopefully, we'd be able to escape. And since you were unwilling to even try to destroy the gate, you left me no choice.
We came here to find the Ark.
Nobody expected you to find it.
Excuse me?
The Ori ships are preparing to leave. For all we know, they're already gone.
Obviously, you didn't come up with this on your own. Who wrote this program?
Does it really matter?
Thank you.
The ARG won't penetrate the shield. When I shut it down, don't hesitate and don't miss.
I won't.
Zats have no effect on them.
Neither does this thing.
You need P-90s. Don't let it get away.
Why the hell didn't it work?
I believe that particular susceptibility was programmed out of this version.
You slick son of a bitch, why didn't you tell us?
You obviously had no intention of allowing me to follow through with the plan.
If we can't stop it, it will cannibalize this ship and start replicating.
I should hope so. And thanks to you, it's now the only way we have of infecting the Ori fleet.
And what the hell is the IOA going to do when the replicators finish with the Ori fleet and they decide to take a little trip back through the super...
Precautions to prevent that scenario have been put in place.
Self-destruct. You built in some sort of shutdown command into the program.
I told you. It wasn't me.
Sir, 12 teams of two have been armed and are searching top to bottom.
These things are crafty, Captain. They'll avoid any area of the ship exposed to internal sensors. They're small enough to use the ventilation shafts or to move through hollow walls, and it's only a matter of time before we could be dealing with more than one.
We'll find it, sir.
Carter, talk to me.
The Asgard core was designed to be very user-friendly. Whoever wrote this program didn't have to have an extensive knowledge of replicator technology. They only had to explain what they wanted to create, and the core filled in the blanks.
And?
Unfortunately, that means that the complete program exists only in the core database.
Which means that you have to leave the core on if you're going to find the self-destruct command.
If it even exists.
How long?
I don't know. I'm trying to narrow down the search parameters, but it's huge.
All right, look, just forget about the fact that we're standing here screaming and waving our hands at the Ori. They probably already know our position anyway.
All right, let's jump into hyperspace. At least the Ori ships won't be able to attack us.
Yeah, but they can track us in hyperspace, and we can't stay there forever.
Look, believe me, if we don't find that replicator or the self-destruct command forever, not going to be a big issue.
activate? Can't, not yet.
Yeah, well, Merrick activated the Asgard core, so we're expecting Ori ships around here sometime soon. Plus, we have a little replicator problem, so we're going to jump into hyperspace to avoid the bad guys while we deal with them.
I'm sorry, did you say replicator problem?
Unfortunately, yes, I did.
Major Marks, transport the team on the planet back up to the ship. As soon as they are safely on board, take us into hyperspace.
Sir, I'm attempting to transport the team on the surface, but the system is not responding. I've lost control of the ship's computer.
It's plugged itself in somewhere.
That was fast.
Well, it doesn't have much learning to do. Everything about the Odyssey and its systems has been pre-programmed into the replicator's memory. I'm attempting to isolate life support, navigation, and hyperdrive command and restrict it to the Asgard core. Hopefully I can maintain some measure of control from here.
Right, I'm going to help find the damn thing.
What's a replicator?
You do not wish to know.
Yeah, it's me again, your friendly neighborhood ship's commander. Looks like you've got a little more time down there. We're having a bit of trouble with the beaming thing at the moment. I promise you'll be the first.
Okay, so onward.
What do you think, Muscles?
Wait, we can't. We don't know how stable this tunnel is.
So we turn back then, Daniel Jackson.
Bombs away.
Power fluctuations throughout the power grid.
Yeah, I got that.
Daniel Jackson.
This is it.
Oh, you're sure this time?
Definitely. We found it.
You demonstrate great courage facing me in person, General.
Courage is only required when facing that which you fear.
The flames of ignorance burn without pain. Beware the power, or it will consume you before you know.
You can skip the fire and brimstone. If you're here to tell me that you're finally coming after Earth, I already know.
It is not too late. Allow me to deliver the message to your world that Origin is the way to salvation, and you will all be spared.
I have to tell you, even if I did let you have your say, I don't think my world is going to listen.
Then you are all doomed.
That may be so. But I don't think it's you that's going to do it.
I would not be so sure.
Really? What took you so long? Earth has to be the most densely populated planet in the galaxy. What are you waiting for? Sure, you've tried to warn us a couple of times, but come on, you can do better than that, can't you? We've been a tremendous pain in your proverbial backside. You don't really expect me to believe that you've just been saving the best for last, do you? What's wrong? You guys are never speechless. I tell you what I think. I say this move reeks of desperation. You're not all that sure it's a slam dunk.
Your defenses are no match for the might of the Ori, which shall rain down apocalypse upon...
Right, right. Here's a news flash. The Ori are dead. We killed them. Sent a weapon devised by an ex-ancient through the Supergate and wiped them all out. These beings you call gods, the ones who lied to you, manipulated you for their own selfish, power-hungry reasons, are gone. And everything you think you're doing in their name is entirely without meaning.
I was wrong. You are not courageous, General. You are without reason. Your planet will burn in all the depths of darkness.
Well, we'll see about that. There is one thing I do know for sure. If we're going to hell, then you're coming with us. You go ahead and burst into flames if you like.
To the rear auxiliary control room in your level.
Copy that.
All personnel, this is Colonel Mitchell. Please report. I got it. Hey, Sam, they seem to be living up to their name.
There's definitely more than one at this point.
How many?
A lot!
The original is probably converted into a queen by now.
The good news is that it's likely stationary. Other replicators will bring it raw material that it will then use to create new blocks. That's what you're looking for at this point. Cam? Cam! Daniel, for goodness sake, stop fussing and just open it.
Oh, wait.
What was supposed to happen? Nothing. I don't think it's turned on.
Maybe it's broken.
Perhaps its power source has been depleted.
Well, it is millions of years old.
I don't think it's turned on.
Who turned it on, then?
Something to do with these symbols. They look like buttons.
Perhaps we should examine it more closely on the surface.
Good idea! Cam. Cam, are you there? Please respond.
Sorry about that, Sam. I ran out of ammo and had to hide.
Copy.
Colonel, four my mothership's on sensors. They're moving to surround us.
Got it. Jumping to hyperspace.
Odyssey, this is Keel. Come in. Odyssey, this is Keel. Come in.
Tim!
I assume you haven't found the magic shutoff switch.
No. If the replicators are going to come after the core sooner or later, I don't know why they haven't yet.
Consolidating their numbers?
Whatever they're trying to do, eventually they're going to want to take total control of the ship. And in order to do that, they're going to have to get into this room.
We should stop them from doing that.
I've got people trapped all over the place.
Replicators have locked down most of the elevators and bulkheads.
Trying to restrict crew movement.
They've also shut down systems over much of the ship.
It takes a lot of power to replicate. My guess is the Queen has set up shop somewhere close to a main conduit.
Position all the personnel you have right here. Protect that room at all costs.
We should probably weld the door shut.
You won't be able to get out.
If the replicators make it into the core, it's not going to matter.
Do it. I'm going to go find the Queen.
How?
Like Grandma said, you want honey? Follow the bees.
Sounds like a good way of getting stung to me.
Daniel Jackson! Valen Alderaan! Odyssey, this is Teal. Do you read me? Odyssey, this is Teal. Can you hear me?
gods cannot save you now, Daniel Jackson.
Marcus, that's just a statement of general dissatisfaction.
Good, now get the hell out of there.
You don't want me to blow it up?
Not yet.
It's making more of those little buggers right now.
Destroying the Queen will likely draw any other replicators on board directly to you. Not a good plan until we have the shutdown code.
Right.
Besides, they're not coming after the core just yet. When they do, we may need the distraction to draw them away.
Copy that.
The program is huge. It could take weeks to go through.
Skim.
What if I miss it?
It's a base directive. It's like the one that tells them to replicate, only this one, when transmitted on a certain frequency, will command them to disassemble. It should stand out.
So much for the rumors.
The program looking for the shutdown command. It says there isn't one.
Well, can we write one?
Already started.
Good to see you, Mother. Or should I call you Vala? I believe you renounced our blood relation last time I saw you.
Seems you have no blood left to speak of.
You'll be somewhat satisfied to know that Merlin's weapon did work. The Ori were destroyed.
Really?
Somehow you and your simple human friends managed to destroy quite a large group of very powerful ascended beings.
Well, we're a very determined bunch. I always say you never know what you can do until you try.
I agree.
You don't seem too caught up about it.
No. The energy transferred to the Ori by their human followers used to be spread out among many. Now that I have ascended, I get it all.
If you don't kill us all first...
It's a shame I can't use your little discovery to convince everyone in your galaxy to follow me. It would be much more humane. Not as much fun, though.
Not wanting to give you any ideas, but why can't you use the Ark?
It's just not the same. People need to be convinced to see me for what I really am.
Spoiled brat with a god complex.
Now, Mother.
The Ark can only be programmed to make people believe what is true.
Once the Ancients have been destroyed, I will be a being of unchallengeable power, worshipped by all those beneath me. A true god by any definition, wouldn't you say?
You looking for this?
Wow.
Did I drop that?
I don't suppose you mind flipping that switch and blowing us both up, would you?
Why do you need to take on the ancients? Seriously, how many human worshippers do you really need? Can't you just live with what you have and be happy? I mean, my own mother used to say to me, Vala, happiness is not something you can buy. Or in my case, steal. But I think the point is,
they are a threat to me.
I understand, they don't even care about you. They saw the Ori as a threat and they did nothing about that.
That's what you chose to believe. They gave you the means to destroy the Ori. They'll stop at nothing to destroy me. I will not rest until they are all wiped from existence.
I wish you hadn't inherited my determination.
Long-range sensors just picked up 7 Ori motherships exiting hyperspace in our solar system. I have Colonel Ellis for you.
General, we have visual of enemy contacts. They appear to be holding position, sir.
For the moment.
Yes, sir. Why do you think that is, sir? The weapons platform in Antarctica is incapable of defending the planet against 7 Ori ships.
So why are they waiting?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Just be glad they're giving us a little more time.
Sir, given how seriously outgunned we are, I don't see how a little more time really helps. What could possibly save us at this point?
I was hoping SG-1 might show up at some point.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you this much. We're not going down without a fight. Landry out.
We just dropped out of hyperspace.
Funny, I was just thinking we couldn't get any more screwed.
The replicators took back navigation and hyperdrive control. 4 Ori motherships just appeared on sensors.
Believe me, I'm trying.
They did this to get the self-destruct code.
What is it? Tell me.
I don't know. It's on the other side of the crystal.
It's not over. Don't give up.
You're not, Merlin.
I'm here to help you.
Then help me.
You must find the strength.
No. No. No, I've had it. Man, I'm really not in the mood for games right now. You're not a figment of my imagination, and you're not Merlin. You're Morgan Le Fay.
You're delirious.
Merlin died. He didn't ascend. His consciousness left me. It's gone. The ancients must be able to see through your disguise. I know I can. I just don't know why you think it's necessary.
You were once ascended. You know how complicated it can be. Interfering with the lower planes is not allowed.
Yeah, I know. I did it myself more than once. Helping me is forbidden, and letting me know you're helping me, well, that's worse.
I did it once, and they stopped me. I was exiled for it.
Yet, here you are.
Merlin saw the Ouri for what they were. He knew they needed to be stopped. I was the one who prevented him from doing it the first time.
You kept him alive. You helped us find him.
I realized he was right.
The Ouri were going to destroy the ancients. Now, whether they want to admit it or not, we saved them. I think we deserve the ancients' help in return.
So I believe.
Then help us.
I've done all I can.
No, you can do more. You can do much more, and you have to.
Not on my own. She's too powerful for me.
You mean Adria, don't you?
She took on the mantle of the Ouri.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
She has their collective power.
Then take it away from her. And not just for our sake.
I've distracted her. I've helped you when you needed me. I promise you, Daniel, I've done all I can.
No!
You need only use the Ark on one prior. The crystals in their staffs are linked to one another. It's how the Dosai communicates with all at once. If you can turn just one of them, Adria's power will be greatly diminished.
How? How?
Carter, I hope you can hear this. The self-destruct program is on the other side of the crystal.
Good.
No one should help me find Daniel.
I'm right here. You guys okay?
I don't feel very good.
Let's find the Ark.
Important to do, and when I turned around, about seven symbols on the Ark were glowing.
It was Morgan.
Is she helping? Because if she is, I don't understand.
Which seven symbols?
Well, you don't expect me to remember.
With a bit of two galaxies hanging in the balance, yes, I expect you to remember the essential clue given to you by a powerful ascended being.
Well, they were glowing for that long. It was more like a bright light. When I turned around, I realized I was alone.
Which
so
ones?
Look for you. One here, two here, two here, and two there.
Did they come in any order?
No, all at once.
Of course.
Someone is coming.
Okay, seven symbols.
Just make a guess.
Verimus is truth in ancient.
Good. Two there. I guess not.
It's over. You can't win. There's only one path. The power and glory of Origin.
Adria. I'm sorry. I wish things could have been different.
Me too.
So what are you going to do? We're obviously never going to agree. Are you going to kill me now?
Not if I have anything to do with it.
You're no match for me.
I am now.
Dana Esther.
What? What did he say? I don't understand.
He said, have mercy. I was blind, but now I see.
Sam!
Why did they stop?
I don't know.
But I'm glad they did. Oh.
It was Origin.
What was?
A keyword that activated the Ark. I realize while Edra is talking, the ancient version of the word also means truth in older dialects. I guess the Altairan that built it must have thought it was ironic.
You know, I'm starting to think that irony is very overrated.
Have you reconsidered?
No.
I do not understand.
Take it. We have something to show you.
What is the meaning of this?
See for yourself.
Hey.
Hey, how'd it go?
Worked like a charm. Daniel was right. The prior staffs did all seem to be connected somehow.
Within each galaxy.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever subspace link connects them is obviously somewhat limited. But still, when Daniel opened the Ark for the prior that was here, everyone seemed to get the message.
The ship's backed off.
Yep.
Sorry I missed it.
How are you doing?
Yeah, you know, I felt worse.
Well, apparently when you're feeling better, the IOA wants to meet with you.
Really?
Something about an apology.
I don't know. My recovery could take a while.
Yeah. Not too long, I hope.
No!
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I guess maybe that hurts a little.
I'll, let you rest. Yeah.
Okay. Sam.
Yeah.
What's in the bag?
Oh, my God. I almost forgot. I baked these for you.
Macaroons.
I'm sure they're not as good as your grandma's.
Nice recall.
Cheek okay?
Yeah.
Going to make a great leader.
When I was being tortured by the prior, the teachings of Origin gave me the strength I needed. There's still so many things about it that mean a great deal to me.
I don't doubt that there's morality and wisdom in it. That's what made it such a powerful lure for so many people. I think in principle, the idea of bettering ourselves and seeking ascension in one way or another is what it's all really about.
Muck just needs some revision.
Well, that's entirely up to you and your people. Though I might humbly recommend that the part about burning people alive for not following along should be the first bit to go. Perhaps throw in some color pictures.
No, I haven't asked because I fear I know the answer. But now that I'm leaving,
I don't exactly know where my place is. But I hope it's here. I'm sorry.
I know I'll never make up for the things I've done. But I promise you I'll spend the rest of my life trying.
I know. So will I.
I know I was the one who found it. I'm not entirely happy about the fact that we were forced to use it either, but I think it was better than the alternative.
No one disagrees with you.
But it is a very dangerous piece of technology to keep lying around.
It's out of my hands, Dr. Jackson.
Okay, let's say someone does figure out how to reprogram it. Or worse, let's say it falls in the wrong hands. It could be the most powerful weapon we've ever come across.
I'm well aware of the risk. So is the IOA. For now, the Ark is being studied at Area 51. That's all I know. I'm sorry, Dr. Jackson. I've done all I can do.
It's kind of weird not having a big bad guy to fight anymore.
Yeah, that's what we felt when we defeated the Gold and the Replicators the first time.
Well, Jackson and Bala took care of that.
That whole Ori thing was not our fault.
Just take the blame, you get used to it.
We played a big part in fixing the problem.
That you did.
There are still many planets in our gate system that remain unexplored.
Yes, let's see what mysteries P3K546 will hold.
And what treasure.
I'm sure something will come up.
Walter, hit it!